Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Council Fire. Pull up a chair, get comfy. Today, I'm here with Matt Couchet, Boris, and Andreas. If you guys could please introduce yourselves, starting off with Matt.
Hey, guys. My name's Matt. I'm the Thrive Deputy Coordinator, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Boris?
Hi, everyone. My name's Boris. I'm currently the Lodge Chief for Timu Lodge Number 74 out of Northeast Iowa.
And Andreas?
Hi, everyone. I'm Andreas Hargrave. I've done enrollment and was on an engagement team for Thrive.
Awesome. So to get us started off, we're going to talk a little bit about what is Thrive. So Matt, for the people that are at home that don't know what Thrive is, could you please talk a little bit about what it is?
Yeah. So what Thrive is, it's the National Consulting Program for the Order of the Arrow. And basically, it's where we take volunteers from across the nation who are subject matter experts, whether they were old lodge chiefs, old lodge advisors, old lodge officers in general, or people who just have experience within certain aspects of the OA. And they basically volunteer their time to partner with lodges from across the nation, just to help overcome the unique challenges that lodges are facing.
Awesome. So you guys can please tell us a little bit about how Thrive supports lodges and fosters relationship between airmen throughout them.
Well, I mean, at least just like with my Thrive, like with the team that engaged with us from the get-go, what I really liked and how they like eased my fears is from the get-go, I kind of thought that Thrive was going to be a situation where this group of people are going to come in, tell me how to run my lodge, make me think I'm doing a bad job. But then like, as I got to talk with Matt, Danny, and Spencer, the people that were on my team, they actually like eased my fears by asking me how my lodge is run and letting me tell my story. And then once I was able to tell my story, they were basically telling me, this is a great story, Boris, but here's how we can make it even better for you and the other people in your lodge. And that really helped ease my fears of like, oh yeah, this is going to be like empowering me to do good within my lodge instead of them just telling me what to do and to make my lodge better.
What were some thoughts that you had before you entered into Thrive program? And then what are some thoughts you had afterwards as you're going through it?
Yeah, I feel like I have some good experience. My lodge, Canandaigua Lodge, went through our engagement. Oh goodness, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, but after that, then of course, I joined the actual Thrive team. And from the get-go, it was very exciting to see National get directly involved with individual lodges. And so just like Boris said, having that individualized consultation from National was really surprising and helpful to see. And very, very exciting. It was almost like a brand new start. I'm sure many people in the OA and just in scouting in general, I've been through NYLT. And afterwards, you get this very empowered feeling to make good change from the beginning and after that. It was that very same feeling of empowerment and excitement and starting a new thing. You get new goals, new directions to go. And you're not limited to just the own ideas from yourself or the ideas in your lodge. You're getting connections with people across the country. And so it really expands the horizons of the different things you can try. And then after the Thrive program, the work never really ends, right? Once you complete a goal, the next step is to set another goal. And so usually it's, I guess my personal experience with that, it's just like setting goals. Whenever you have to set a new one, it can be a little bit aimless. You almost have to reevaluate where you've gotten and where to go to next. But after Thrive, you're setting a much bigger vision. And within your engagement, your goals are only for 6 months. And so since you already have that vision that you made from the start of your engagement, you still have a direction to go in. It's not just you've completed your goals and you have to find what's next. You already know what's next. And so I think between that empowerment and very wide breadth of advisement from National, there's a lot of different things you feel and experience before and after Thrive.
All right. So for those wondering, how would a lodge initiate or start the conversation of getting involved in the Thrive program? Either Matt or Andreas, you guys could talk about that.
In terms of become engaged with the Thrive program, a lodge simply just has to reach out to us. We have contact forms right on our website at oa-bsa.org/thrive. And really, it's as simple as that, right? We have booths at NOAC. We have many different means of getting in contact with us, but all it takes is a simple reach out to our team, and we are always more than willing to engage with any lodge that comes forward asking for a partnership with us.
I can go ahead and add on a little bit to what Matt just said. A lot of times, and this was the case for my lodge, the recommendation to join or to have a Thrive engagement came from our section leadership. So usually you do some sort of report on your lodge at the Council of Chiefs, COC. So usually at the COC meetings, lodges will give reports of how they're doing. And usually you want to hit the highlights and the good things, right? But my section chief at the time, Joey Grable, was really good about staying connected with the individual chiefs. And he would do, if not monthly, fairly frequent individual calls with the chief. And it was a chance to give more of the inside scoop and working reality of the things happening in the lodge. And I think through that, Joey realized for our lodge, Thrive was the ideal opportunity. And so it was an avenue through the section chief that we got recommended, and then Thrive went ahead and contacted us. And so, of course, lodges can reach out directly to Thrive, but there's a lot of different levels of leadership in the UA, and we're all looking out for each other. So occasionally a recommendation will come through that way too.
That's so amazing and so important for us, especially taking that time. I believe Thrive is the perfect opportunity for that, take that time of working on our lodges and setting aside that. Boris, can you tell me a little bit about what major differences that were made with your lodge after going through Thrive?
Yeah, so I mean, we had some physical, like number-wise changes, and we also had some major cultural changes. So first with the number-wise change, we had a huge increase in membership just after Thrive and through the implementation of the policies in Thrive. We jumped from about like 130, 140 members in our lodge to 225 within the next year. So we were very proud of that increase that we had. But also just Thrive kind of brought a culture shift within our lodge, because from the get-go, at least from my time there and from the people that I've talked to that have been in the lodge way longer than I have, a lot of our focus has been on the cheerful service part of the Order of the Arrow. But then going through Thrive, we realized that we need to have more of that brotherhood aspect of it as well. And that in order to, like, having that brotherhood aspect will help create a better lodge that can give that cheerful service. And so that was a huge change that we had culture-wise, and that's resulted in more like fun events within our lodge. For example, like sometimes we'll have like a fellowship weekend, or we'll just do fun things together so we can build that, foster like that brotherhood between us. But also it kind of changes the narrative of the Order of the Arrow too by doing that, because a lot of people, at least in our lodge, they only see us like during our fellowship weekends or our ordeal weekends. So all they think is just the always work, 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 work. But through the experiences that we had in Thrive, we're able to create a more fun environment. So people think the OA is actually fun and not just all work. And they want to come back to more and more events as time goes on throughout their time as an arrowman.
That's amazing. I had a similar experience as well when I was a lodge chief going through Thrive. We saw both the numbers ends, but also we had increased communication and participation from everybody, as well as better unification in my lodge. Because we used to be very divided by our chapters, and that's what we saw first was our chapter, not our lodge. So that's one of the amazing cultural shifts we were able to make with taking that time with Thrive. How have you integrated Thrive into your lodge's programming?
I can tell a small story. One of the steps for any member to join is, of course, the election. And so a big thing for our lodge is getting to every unit. We can target a good 15 in our council that are in the main metropolitan area. But of course, there's troops in other counties and other more rural places. So it's just as important to get the elections done for them as well. And so with our limited resources of manpower and travel, it was not efficient or effective to have three or four guys drive for an hour to go do an election and come back. People are busy, of course. And so one of our districts was having a small camporee-like event. And so we saw that as an ideal opportunity to meet with many lodges all at once. We've done the usual thing of doing a spiel about OA at the event. But we realized that a lot of the troops at that district, they call it the winter camp. It happens in February, and it's a traditional thing for that district. A lot of the troops in that district were ones that we weren't really targeting with our elections. And so we took the opportunity at that event to do elections as a part of the program rotation. So usually there's like the stations with the certain activities, right? At the event, doing the election wasn't a part of the main theme or the program. And so whenever the troops would come through our area, it was kind of a break from completing requirements. And we would do our spiel about OA again, but this time it had the reason and hope to complete an election. And then since it was a large gathering of people, we of course want to show off a little bit. So we did a call out at that camporee event, which was not our usual tradition. We usually save those for the main council camporee, but it was a great opportunity to do it at the district camporee because, again, sometimes those troops don't make it to the council camporee. So instead of going out to the individual troops, we set it up to where the troops could come to us to complete the elections. And that type of idea is what happens when you get to engage with different people, get advice from different people.
Thank you so much for sharing with that, Andreas. That was amazing. So for anybody here, what was your biggest takeaway from your experience with Thrive?
I mean, I have to say my biggest takeaway from Thrive is probably two things. One is you're not always right, and there's always like a better way to do things or a new way to look at things. Because at least going into it, me, my lodge advisors, and my fellow like arrowmen within the lodge, we thought that our lodge was just the greatest thing in the world. You know, we don't need to change anything because it's always worked in the past. But then throughout our engagement, we found out like, whoa, there's ways that we can make this lodge so much better and so much more fun. And even though we may think we're right about a lot of the things we do, there's definitely improvements that we can make to make what we think is good already better. And so I think that now, because of that, we've also integrated that into our culture as well. It's like we're trying to look at things in different ways and change things just so we can make the lodge more dynamic, but also just make it more like welcoming to everyone within our lodge, because we want to have everybody come and know that the lodge is a safe place for everyone that wants to be there.
In terms of my experience with Thrive, it's been a really cool one just because I've gotten to work with so many different lodges, whether directly or indirectly. And it's really awesome to see just what, you know, youth leadership can do when they are being fully empowered. That's one of the biggest things that we strive to do at Thrive, right? At the end of the day, we're not a best practices program, right? If we were, we would simply just be handing every lodge that we engage with a printout with what they should be doing and how they should be running their events. But that's simply not the case. And that's really not what we're trying to do with the lodges that we're partnering with. Rather, we're trying to make sure that we're giving them a connection, understanding exactly what their individual experience is within their council, and being able to take from that just how we can empower them to overcome the challenges that they have. So one really cool experience that I've been able to see is just how when I was a engagement lead with a lodge, just see how that mind shift changed from beginning to end of the program. At the beginning of it all, we were the lodge was very hesitant, and for good reason, right? A lot of people think that National is going to come in, tell them what to do, and really just take over the show and not make it youth led, right? And I remember my lodge advisor that I was partnered with actually told me on the end of the very first meeting off the record was that, you know, the first sign of it not being youth-led, he's going to pull the plug on the engagement and not have us work there anymore. And sure enough, I said, listen, that's not what we do here. And sure enough, by the end of it, you know, the lodge advisor was just blown away. And he really sat back and said, guys, thank you so much for everything that you have done. I see a total difference in regards to what the youth have been able to accomplish. And that's the real fun part about what we do, is the first part of any Thrive engagement is the connection, right? Forming that connection, building trust. And that's really what we need to do in order to complete our main goal of empowerment. So just getting to see that's one of the best experiences I've had within Thrive.
All right. So how can anyone get involved with supporting the Thrive program if they're interested in doing so?
Yeah, so in terms of supporting the Thrive program, I would say there's many ways to get involved. One of which is becoming a partner, as some other people on here would know, is, you know, we're always looking for new partners. You know, we're not looking for people who are just trying to tack on another item to a long list of accolades that they have, right? We're looking for airmen who are truly driven, and airmen who are truly passionate about the program and making it succeed. So whether you've just been a lodge officer or somebody who's just been very passionate about the program, we're always looking for those airmen. And, you know, if you feel like you're one of those airmen, all you have to do is simply go to our website and click become a partner. It's as simple as that, and we'll reach out to you and talk with you and see what we can do in order to get you paired up with one of our partner lodges for any given phase. Obviously, it fits within our time window of when phases start and end, but right now we're gearing up, so we're always looking for new partners and those who are passionate about the program in order to be able to help lodges across the country.
So Matt, is it too late to join this coming phase for Thrive if you're a lodge interested right now?
No, it's not. It's actually the perfect time. Like I said, we're currently in the recruiting phase of our Thrive calendar, with the idea that our next phase kicks off in the beginning of October. We're currently recruiting for partners from across the country to be able to join Thrive and get them trained and get them ready to be able to run an engagement of their own. So now is the perfect time. And we are usually accepting people all the way until kickoff. So great question, JK.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening today. And thank you for being with us, Andreas, Boris, and Matt. We'll hope to see you guys next time. Have a great day.